With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court this week appeared likely to rule in favor of parents in Maryland who objected on religious grounds to books made available in their district's elementary schools that feature stories about gay and transgender characters. Tony Perkins, president of the Washington-based Family Research Council, says such a decision would be a stark contrast with another ruling back in the year 1963.
The court ruled that reading of the Bible in schools, which parents could opt their children out of, was unconstitutional on the grounds that it might unduly influence children. Now scripture is banned, but books like What Are Your Words, Uncle Bobby's Wedding, and Pride Puppy are read to children with no right to opt out. This conflict is not going away. In fact, it's just beginning, and it may make the 50-year battle over abortion look tame by comparison.
This week's Supreme Court arguments over parental rights will be discussed in depth on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, which will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. GOP Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says it's critical that negotiators make swift progress on the new tax bill.
When we start talking about all the different pieces of this, it gets complicated in a hurry because there are so many pieces. But frankly, we've got to resolve each and every one of them, and we've got 3 months to do it. We've got to have this done by the time we get to August, because it's going to take at least 5 months for the IRS to be able to promulgate all the rules.
Lankford was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says Crimea will stay with Russia. It's a definitive statement about the need for Ukraine to cede territory to end the war. Trump made the comments in an interview with Time magazine. On Wall Street, the Dow by 20 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life billboard campaign springs up in Texas.
They are the work of Life Ministries U.S., and they encourage women in the Lone Star State not to cross over to New Mexico for an abortion. Texas has a strong abortion ban in place while neighboring New Mexico is setting its abortion destination. The billboards urge pregnant women to, quote, be brave and turn around. They also bear information about where a woman can seek help if she's in crisis. About 70% of New Mexico abortions are from out of state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
School district officials on Florida's Space Coast are not renewing the contract of a teacher who used a student's chosen name without getting permission from the student's parents in violation of Florida law. Officials with the Brevard Public Schools say Melissa Calhoun knowingly defied the law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in 2023. It requires parental consent. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Big tech stocks carried major indexes higher to close out the market's latest roller coaster week. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%, adding to its big gains over the previous 3 days. Spurts for NVIDIA and other influential tech stocks sent the NASDAQ composite up 1.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lagged the other indexes with a gain of just 0.1%. More than half of the stocks within the S&P 500 fell as more CEOs said the uncertainty created by President Trump's trade war is making it difficult to give financial forecasts for the upcoming year. Dow up 20 points to 40,113. The NASDAQ gained 216 points to 17,382. The S&P 500 added 40 points to 5,525. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.